Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, Steer Bio discusses its regenerative cell therapy platform for cancer-related lymphedema. FDA approves Celcuity's RevTor pick as the first PAN-PI3K and MTOR-C1/2 inhibitor for advanced breast cancer. And InSilico Medicine enters a strategic alliance with Bora Pharmaceuticals worth up to $2.5 billion. Steer Bio is developing an injectable regenerative therapy called Elixir, aimed at rebuilding lymphatic vessels damaged by cancer surgery and radiation, a condition that affects an estimated 10 million people in the U.S. The approach uses engineered cells encapsulated in a hydrogel to repair the lymphatic network directly, rather than just managing symptoms with compression garments. Founder Martha Fowler says the company has generated encouraging preclinical results and is advancing toward first-in-human studies, supported so far entirely by non-dilutive funding, including an ARPA-H award. The technology originated in Rice's Texas Medical Center ecosystem, with close ties to clinicians at MD Anderson Cancer Center. FDA has approved RevTorPIC for patients with hormone receptor-positive, HER2, negative advanced or metastatic breast cancer without a PIK3CA mutation, making it the first drug to inhibit all class 1 PI3K isoforms and MTOR complexes simultaneously. The approval was based on the Phase 3 Victoria 1 trial, in which the triplet combination of RevTorPIC, palbociclib, and fulvestrant nearly quintupled median progression-free survival compared with fulvestrant alone. Celcuity is planning a commercial launch in the third quarter of 2026 and expects to file for expanded approval in PIK3CA mutated patients later this year. RevTorPIC targets a cancer signaling pathway that had eluded drug developers for roughly two decades. Finally, InSilico Medicine and Bora Pharmaceuticals have announced a strategic alliance that could exceed $2.5 billion in value, pairing InSilico's AI-driven drug discovery platform with Bora's development and manufacturing infrastructure. The deal spans both drug discovery, linking InSilico's target identification and molecule design tools to Bora's formulation and regulatory expertise, and broader organizational efforts to build AI capabilities across Bora's workforce. It's the latest in a string of partnerships for InSilico in 2026, following deals with Eli Lilly, SK Biopharmaceuticals, Qilu Pharmaceuticals, and China Medical System Holdings. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.